Another favorable wave of rain will be moving across portions of the Midwest as we move over these next 2 to 3 days. The precipitation will be focused on areas from Iowa and parts of Minnesota over to Michigan, and that means that some additional relief will occur for crops that received significant rain just this past weekend. Soybeans will likely respond most positively to this particular rain event just simply because of the rain that already has fallen across some of these regions, and that the milder temperatures will help to conserve the moisture once it's in the ground, and the evaporation rates will be relatively low following the event, which will help these crops to further benefit from the event. Now, there will need to be some additional precipitation still because our subsoil is still very dry, and I don't think there's going to be much chance for the rains that are occurring right now to be great enough to reach down into the subsoil. But crops will benefit from the topsoil moisture boost, and we'll probably see the improvement to stay with us for a little while. There will be a brief period of drier weather that will occur over the weekend, but another small disturbance will likely push through a part of the region as we move into Sunday and Monday. This disturbance will not have nearly the potential for significant moisture increases that this first disturbance will, and the precipitation will be somewhat limited in its distribution. But nevertheless, it's another little disturbance, and temperatures will be reinforced with the milder bias. As we move on out into next week, like I said, there will be a bit of a warm-up that will take place during the early to middle part of the week, and then that new trough of low pressure dropping southeastward from Canada should bring in some more cool air and also a good chance for some more rain and thunderstorm activity. Now, this new system will likely focus more on the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Those will be the areas that will see the greatest precipitation, but Iowa will probably get involved as well. So adding that precipitation event onto what's occurring out there today and tomorrow will likely continue to offer some better conditions, again, for the upper parts of the Midwest. So the areas that are going to see the least amount of rainfall over the next full week are going to be in southern parts of the Midwest, including portions of the Central Plains, Nebraska, Kansas, parts of Missouri, areas eastward into the Ohio River Valley will continue to see the lightest amounts of rain. Now, that doesn't mean these areas will be completely dry, but it will mean that they will not get probably enough moisture to counter evaporation for the entire full week. Now, these southern areas will also be a little bit warmer at times. In fact, Kansas and Missouri and Nebraska, maybe even southwestern Iowa, could end up getting fairly high into the 90s again for a brief period during the middle part of next week before the next trough of low pressure drops into the region. Temperatures were very warm to hot in those very same areas still yesterday, and we'll probably see a rather warm day yet today, but then we'll see some relief as the showers and thunderstorms move across the Midwest overnight tonight and tomorrow. The odds are fairly good that Delta and the southeastern states will also see some showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. The precipitation will probably be least frequent and least significant in the Delta, but for the next 24 to 48 hours, there'll be a fair chance that we'll see a little bit of rainfall there, and it may actually linger a little bit into Friday. For the southeastern states, we've already seen a very nice increase in soil moisture over the past week, and the rains that are expected to scatter through the region over the next 2 or 3 days will likely offer a good opportunity for some additional relief to the drying bias that at one time was widespread across that region as well. In the U.S. Central and Southern Plains, dry and warm weather will continue to prevail. We'll be watching those areas rather closely because winter wheat planting is just a few weeks away, and it doesn't look like there's going to be a tremendous improvement in soil moisture out that way anytime soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.